Good morning. It's Friday, August 10th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, forecasters say the Atlantic hurricane season may be less active than originally predicted. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's updated outlook predicts 9 to 13 named storms, including 4 to 7 hurricanes. 4 storms have already developed this year, including 2 in July. A commission has approved the explanation that will be on November's ballot as voters decide whether the South Carolina Education Superintendent continues to be an elected position. Voters are being asked whether they want to approve a state constitutional amendment that would allow the governor to appoint the superintendent starting in 2023. Lawmakers approved the amendment in the final hours of their recent session. An Oconee County woman has been sentenced to more than a decade in prison for intentionally running over her husband with their 4-year-old daughter in her pickup truck. 23-year-old Taylor Bright kept driving after hitting her husband back in January, dragging his body for about a third of a mile. The solicitor says Bright was under the influence of alcohol and marijuana and was pregnant at the time. A former Midlands police chief faces breach of trust charges after failing to return 2 guns to former employers. Richland County deputies say they found the guns last month at former Columbia Police Chief Randy Scott's home after tracking a fugitive to his house. Deputies say Scott had 1 pistol he was supposed to return to the Columbia Police, another he was supposed to return to the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Authorities say a 101-year-old woman who lived alone has died in a fire in her Aiken County home. Coroner Tim Carlton said Georgia Scott died from smoke inhalation in a fire that started late Wednesday night at her house in North Augusta. Aiken County deputies are investigating the cause of the blaze. An upstate man has received a 17-year sentence for bank robbery. John Cowens Jr. will have to serve 11 years in prison and then 5 years of probation for robbing a TD Bank in Anderson back in January. Cowens was unarmed at the time but got away with $1,600 in cash. He confessed when presented with surveillance video. The body of a woman has been found behind a Midlands church. The Richland County coroner says the 52-year-old woman had been shot before she was found in the wooded area behind Rehoboth Restoration Church earlier this week. Her death has been ruled a homicide. An investigation is underway. A former candidate for Georgia's 10th congressional district is facing murder charges in the death of an Aiken County man. Kelly Collins has been arrested by the McDuffie County Sheriff's Office in Georgia on charges connected to a suspicious shooting death on Old Powder House Road in Aiken County. A Grand Strand restaurant owner is accused of beating an employee who asked about back pay. The employee of Tuscanini's restaurant told police he went to the restaurant to ask about 94 hours of work for which he hadn't been paid. That's when the owner, 47-year-old Adele Mansour, got upset, retrieved a club, and hit the employee on his back and his arms. The employee suffered bruising but was not hospitalized. Mansour is charged with third-degree assault and battery. And that's a look at some of your South Carolina headlines for Friday, August 10th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.